Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
That's Chicago bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest. NorwoodAnalytics.com, right, Sam?
NorwoodAnalytics.com is my website.
Sam's a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Sam, thanks again for all the years and all the great insights and wisdom. Sam wants to talk to us today about investing in equities in the stock market. He gave us some pretty good advice in the last one. Be an investor. Don't trade. What's the next thing we need to know, Sam? You know, as I mentioned, but we went to the break, the stock market's already pretty heady right now. I think the values are pretty thin. You know, I think it's with all the geopolitical stuff going on, it just seems to me like the only way from here now is down. They're continuing to revise projections for the economy this year down to from 2.75 to down to maybe 2. We got lots of other things going on. If I want to put money in, if I want to take your advice, is now the time to start a trade?
Well, there's no good time or bad time except that you see it in retrospect.
Yeah.
You look back and you say, oh, man, I missed the opportunity to get in or I missed the opportunity to get out. But how high is up and how down is down? And the typical mistake that retail traders or retail investors even make is they see the stock market, let's say, going down and down and down and down, and finally they go, oh my gosh, I might be losing everything, and they sell. Well, the pros on Wall Street look at that as a day of capitulation. It's a day of large large volumes, and they say that's the end of the down cycle.
Right.
Typically, retail investors like you and me, we get out at the wrong time, and we wait to get back in after the market has gone up, 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 and we say, we want to be on that train.
Well, see,
and
that's what worries me right now, Sam. I wonder if, here's another thing that happens. As it's the thing that often pushes things through the roof is that retailer who got in at the last minute, while very quietly the big guys start getting out, taking their profits, and then when the collapse happens, as you say, the retailers kind of cause the collapse.
Well, you make my point. Don't worry when the stock market goes up and down. It will go up and down.
Yeah.
And if our horizon is, let's say, 5 years or 10 years, if it's 10 years, you don't worry about what happens between now and 10 years from now. It'll go up. It'll go down. We'll have a recession. We'll have a boom, a bust. And
but if you had $20,000 that you got in a windfall in inheritance or sold a piece of real estate or whatever it might be, you got a bonus, you had $20,000, would you buy equities right now?
Sure. Otherwise, if I wouldn't do that, I'd be considered a market timer, which I'm not. Any more than you would say, aha, now's the time to start a new business or now's the time to not start a. The problem with market timing, Jim, is that it takes two correct decisions. One is the timing of getting in, and the other is the time of getting out, or vice versa. Whereas if you're putting in and staying in, you have only one decision, which will pay off for you long term. Mm-hmm. You don't worry about the interim ups and downs.
But Sam, one thing I got to say, you're the pro, I'm not, but I don't consider not getting in at a record high to be timing the market. I don't consider not getting in when the market's off 20% and you put some money in. I don't consider that timing.
Yeah.
You call that timing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not getting in when it's at record highs. I call that prudence, not timing.
Well, it's a way of looking at it. But It is timing, because you're making a judgment as to whether the market is going to go up some more or down some more.
Yeah.
And you might be right, and you might not. And so what the pros say is put some in consistently in up and down markets. It'll pay for you long term. Even though it does, it's not so macho to do that. It's just the way you make money.
What about the funds, the indexes? For somebody who's run the business, doesn't have time to keep up with everything, what do you recommend in terms of vehicles?
Exactly. Here's something that's been developed in the last 15 years. It's called exchange-traded funds, and what ETFs, or some people call them iShares. Mm-hmm. And they trade just like a stock, but then you buy one stock in an ETF that mimics the Standard & Poor's 500 index.
Right.
It's called an index fund, and with your one stock purchase of an ETF in an index fund like that, you get instant diversification. You're investing in 500 of the largest corporations in America. You get international because the companies here are in international.
And you like them better than a mutual fund for what reason?
Because the overheads are much lower than a mutual fund. A mutual fund will have overheads because mutual funds are out there stock picking, and they're
right.
And they
you got employees you got to pay more.
Yeah, well they charge about 1%. I mean that's built in, and so it happens that the mutual funds. Most of them, only 20% of them beat the S&P 500 index.
But how does ETF track record look?
And they charge a small amount because it's all built in the computer. They trade very little.
What's their track record, though?
The track record is that they will beat most money managers consistently.
Interesting.
Sam, their overheads are only 0.08%.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Sam to help me compare equities to real estate after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.